Kiev has experienced a night of terror after Moscow deployed hundreds of missiles and drones against Ukraine's capital. Air raid warnings came for many too late. Authorities said Russian airstrikes on Kiev killed and injured dozens of people, mainly when a five-story residential building in the eastern Donetsk district was struck in the middle of the night. The government said at least four children are among the victims and many are still unaccounted for. Hundreds of rescuers are involved in the search for the dead and wounded. Additionally, at least one person was killed besides those injured when Russia struck buildings and offices near a railway station, including those housing the EU delegation to Ukraine and the British Council. The council in Ukraine said on social media that its office had been severely damaged and would be closed to visitors until further notice. It added that its security guard, injured in a strike, remains in hospital. The attack prompted British Foreign Secretary David Lammy to announce that the British government has summoned the Russian ambassador to the United Kingdom's Foreign Office. The European Union made a similar move, summoning the Russian chargé d'affaires. The president of the EU's executive European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, condemned the overnight attack.
I'm outraged by the attack on Kyiv, also hitting our EU offices. This was the deadliest drone and missile attack on the capital since July. It was an attack also on our delegation. I just spoke with our deputy ambassador, and I'm relieved that none of our staff were harmed. Last night's attack struck in close proximity of the diplomatic mission, the representation of our union. Two missiles hit in a distance of 50 meters of the delegation within 20 seconds. And this is another grim reminder of what is at stake.
She added that, in her words, the Kremlin will stop at nothing to terrorize Ukraine, blindly killing men, women and children. France's President Emmanuel Macron also expressed his outrage, condemning what he called Russia's terror and barbarism after attacks on Kiev, which he said involved 629 Russian missiles and drones. Turkey's President Tayyip Erdogan told Ukrainian counterpart Volodymyr Zelensky in a phone call on Thursday that Ankara was ready to help Ukraine and Russia hold high-level talks on ending the war. However, with Kiev in mourning and searching for survivors, it was unclear when and if those talks would happen. For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Boss, reporting.